the meeting. See, roll call.
Chair Collins.
Here.
Deputy Chair Corcoran.
Here.
Legislator Clinton.
Here.
Legislator Harmon.
Here.
Legislator Kitchen is not here. Legislator McCullough.
Yeah.
Legislator Stewart is not here. You have quorum.
Thank you. Got a motion to approve the April 3rd, 2025 meeting minutes. Motioned by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Clinton. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, on the resolutions, resolution number 143, setting public hearing on proposed local law number 3 of 2025. A local law to ensure the safety of vulnerable road users in Ulster County to be held on Tuesday, June 17, 2025 at 7:05 PM. Motion to discuss. Motion to adopt. There's a motion to adopt.
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there a discussion on this? I have some discussion. The Traffic Safety Board, I think, would be good to vet it through this, through them first. And that's kind of what their role and job is. So I'd like to have some opinion or some thoughts from them first. I'd like to actually propose.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Will you try a second?
Multiple people are waving.
Yes. Whoever got the second. Okay. Discussion on postponing. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would just note that, again, this is on setting a public hearing on this local law for Tuesday, June 17th, which would allow public comment on this. I anticipate being able to make it to the next meeting of the Traffic Safety Board to discuss this, before that public hearing. This is obviously just getting the ball rolling on the local law. So this is a multi-month process that is going to be undertaken for this. And having had, I know that there was discussions and questions on the proposal at the last meeting. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend. I do have some update on some of the questions that were raised in terms of enforcement and jurisdiction on this. Having spoken to the county executive and the county attorney and the county sheriff on this, that the answer is that we would be able to have jurisdiction to enforce this on all roads within the county, including state roads and local roads, through the sheriff's department and local police departments to be able to enforce this. So, but we would have we would have the enforcement power over all roads within Ulster County, other than I think the state thruway. But obviously, there's no pedestrian or cyclist access to the thruway. So, and it would not be enforced by state police, but all other law enforcement agencies would be able to be enforcing this law if it's passed.
Any further discussion on the postponement or any other comments related to what Legislator Levine talked about?
So could we move forward, still get the input that you're looking for, and amend?
Yes.
That feels like a decent compromise to me.
So we have the motion to postpone. Do you want to take that away and go back to the motion to approve?
Nobody made a motion.
Okay, we did not.
We just withdrew the other motion so we could have discussion.
Okay, cool.
So
any further discussion? Are there now motions?
Okay. Thank you. I would just like to make some comments regarding the input of the Traffic Safety Board, which I do think is a very important part and level of review. And these are professionals both from, frankly, the advocacy and road user stakeholder groups, as well as a wide variety of law enforcement. And I think they represent a group with perhaps even a higher level of expertise that are engaged through the county to advise on traffic safety matters. And I think that, you know, using them in this process would be a really well worthwhile use of time, as far as looking at this policy and really a higher level of review than, say, public comment on a local law. So I would, you know, very much encourage the committee, and with all due respect to the sponsor, I think it would be a worthwhile use of time to engage with the Traffic Safety Board. They're a highly professional group of individuals with a lot of expertise.
Any further comments? I'll let Legislator Levine finish writing before to make sure these. I'm just going to ask, is postponement something that you can be okay with?
I think so. I believe so, yes, in terms of if it's something that we think is going to be, you know, beneficial to getting the best law possible on this. You know, I do worry about the extended timeline on this, about wanting to get this implemented, you know, before the, you know, it gets to, you know, during the season when people are going to be continuing to be cycling and being outside in terms of walking. I mean, I would like to get this done before, you know, the winter. So if we're looking at potentially postponing this to pushing this public hearing into July, I'm agreeable to that, if that's something that we were able to done in an expedited manner once we you know get the benefit of input from the Traffic Safety Board. I'm okay with that.
Okay. So any motions?
Then I'll move to postpone.
I'll second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, resolution 218, setting a public hearing on proposed local law number 5 of 2025. Local law amending local law number 7 of 2025, a local law providing real property tax exemption of the county portion of the real property taxation and special ad valorem levies for the creation of new accessory dwelling units in accordance, probably it's just in accordance to, New York State Real Property Tax Law, Article 4, Title 2, Private Property, Section 421-P*0. To be held on Tuesday, June 17, 2025 at 7:20 p.m. That's the longest resolution I've ever had. discussion on that resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Make a motion.
I'll second.
We got that. Discussion on motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution 219, approving home rule request for Senate Bill number SXXX, Assembly Bill number AXXX, in relation to the establishment of housing reserve funds. The housing bill, I'm sorry, the Senate Bill and Assembly Bill numbers have not been assigned yet. They'll be assigned shortly. They'll be assigned before session, so we'll be able to get the actual bill numbers at session. It's being carried by Senator Hinchy and Assembly Member Shrestha. Is there discussion? Is there motions?
I'll make a motion for adoption.
Clinton and McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution number 220, approving execution of a contract for $500,000 entered into and by the county with RUPCO Inc. and Quality Housing Development Fund Company Inc. Department of Planning / Department of Finance.
Question. Thank you.
Do we have any comments from the executives on this executive team?
I can just say that this is essentially taking the assigned fund balance that we had for the Housing Action Fund, and this is one of the first contracts out of that assigned fund balance.
Okay. Any further questions? Any further discussion? Is your motion? Motion to approve, second. Same two people.
We heard coffee call.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay. Resolution number 5. I'm sorry, resolution number 221, it's number five in the list. The program execution of contract for $300,000 entered into by the county and the Affordable Housing Conservancy and Harmony Hall Housing Development Fund Corporation, Department of Planning and Department of Finance.
Similar in this instance, again, it's one of our contracts coming out from the awards from the Housing Action Fund, moving this money into the ability to pay this developer. Both of these projects, by the way, are under construction, and we're funding specific portions of those projects. In the case of RUPCO's project, the Quality Inn, we're funding energy efficiency improvements. In the case of this project, we're funding a lot of efforts relative to ADA compliance and handicapped units for the senior housing project.
Great. Thank you. Any questions? Is there a motion?
Motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution number 222, updating the Ulster County Area Transit UCAT Substance Abuse Policy, Ulster County Transit Area Transit. Is there a discussion from the executive team?
This policy just updates our substance abuse policy that safety has right now. It puts in all of the new legal, everything legal that we go by.
Okay. Discussion? Motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, resolution 223, establishing capital project number 732 for UCAT rolling stock purchase 2025, amending the capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transit UCAT.
So this project for UCAT, we need another capital project so we can update our fleet to the electrification of the entire fleet. The capital project will provide us with two more hybrid buses that will cover our routes that go out to the Phoenicia area. Four electric vehicles cannot do that job right now. And it will also keep us up to date with our vehicle replacements.
Okay, so my note here is that the total cost is $2,082,000. I'm sorry, $2,082,000, $82,522, of which $1,666,058 has been reimbursed by the federal government, and $208,257 reimbursed by New York State. So the county portion of this $2 million is 10%, so $208,000. Any further discussion, questions? Yeah.
That sounds like a really great deal. Two, anytime I hear federal dollars right now, I feel like it's this needs to go on the record. How do we know? I think we should proceed one way or the other, but, you know, we're racking up a lot of question marks.
I guess my question around that is the money going to come before we spend or after we spend?
Most of this money we already.
Okay, wonderful. They can't claw it back. It's good.
No, yes.
Okay, wonderful.
The faster we convert it into buses, the safer it is.
Yes.
Perfect.
Any further discussion? Any motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution number 225, updating Ulster County pedestrian and bicycle policy. This is from Legislator Stewart, who is not able to be here. It's his birthday, and he's in a different country. I would like to postpone this until he can be here, and also to work through the Traffic Safety Board for advice on this particular policy.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Good. Any new business? It's no old business. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
All in favor?
Awesome.
You can call in favor. Yeah. Aye. We're done. Thank you very much.